You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Mid Musings podcast, the podcast where we raise awareness about disabilities and everyday issues. And today's episode, we are going to be talking to an educator who is also interested in dealing with children who have so many disabilities, like neurodivergent children, autistic children, and all of that, really. So we're going to be talking about education and learning and all the different things in between that. So today, my guest is Dr. Emily Levi. Levi. So thank you and welcome, Dr. Emily.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm so happy to be here.
Oh, brilliant. Okay. So let's get to the nitty-gritty of this discussion. You are an educator, and just tell us a bit about what you do.
My name is, as you know, Emily Levy. I received my undergraduate degree from Brown University. I then received my master's degree in special education, as well as my doctorate degree in general education. I also serve for now 20 years, actually, as the founder and director of EBL Coaching, which is a one-on-one tutoring program where we specialize in providing individualized research-based tutoring to students who have special education needs, including learning disabilities, ADHD, autism, executive functioning challenges, all types of special education students, not just in the New York, New Jersey area, but actually worldwide. We have a wonderful virtual platform that we use in addition to our in-person tutoring to really help students from all areas of the world to access this kind of individualized one-on-one tutoring.
Thank you so much for that introduction. I'm so amazed, you know, because so many children, they have all sorts of education, special education needs, and the number is just rising every day. So I'm sure what you do, I mean, with your EBL services, coaching also comes into play. But what does EBL stand for?
It stands for two things. One is my initials, Emily Beth Levy, and the other is evidence-based learning, since our specialty is using evidence-based methods when we work with students.
All right. Okay. So how does it work?
Well, the way it works is typically a family will call our office and they'll tell us about their child. I always like to have an initial conversation, whether it's me or someone at our office, about what kinds of difficulties the child is having. What grade are they in? Are they struggling with reading, with writing, with math, with study skills, and really learn a little bit more about the child. And then the next step is an initial assessment to really gauge what are the child's strengths and weaknesses and what are the specific specific academic skill areas that need development. And then from there, I match the student with one of our tutors who I feel would be an ideal fit. And we come up with an individualized instructional plan to specifically target the academic skill areas that that student needs development of.
That sounds like it's a structured program. And through all of these, you have the assessment part of it that assesses the educational needs of the child, and then you match them with a coach. But how does the matching with a coach, how does it work? Because it's like you have so many people, and I'm sure you have so many coaches or teachers or tutors on your database. But how would you know who to match a child with?
Sure, that's a great question. There's a lot of different factors that come into play. First off, of course, it needs to be someone who specializes in what that child needs help with and in the grade level they're in. Meaning if they're a high school student, it might be different than someone who specializes in early childhood. So there's that piece. There's also logistics, whether it's in person or virtual. Where does the child live? Do they want services at home? That kind of thing. And then of course, the personality match. That's part of why I like to do that initial assessment to really gauge what the child's personality is like and who I think they'll connect well with, because as I'm sure you know, the personality piece, the chemistry is such a big part of it.
Okay. Oh, that sounds exciting. You know, I'm always interested in personalities because there are different types of personalities. And if you end up matching a child with somebody that doesn't even understand their personality, it wouldn't work in the child's favor, and it would probably even go downhill. So from your experience so far, what are the ups and downs or the upsides that you've experienced with the matching process?
Well, I will say, because I've been doing it so long, I pride myself in being pretty good at making those matches. I usually have a really good sense of the child's personality and who I think they'll click well with, what their needs are, what the tutor's backgrounds are like. So, you know, usually I would say I'm pretty good about that. It's rare that it doesn't work. But if for some reason, and I always tell families this, if for some reason the child isn't connecting with that tutor, we can make a switch right away to someone else. Sometimes that happens and that's okay. And we just pivot and we make a new match and we kind of get rolling from there.
That's smart, because sometimes I'm sure as humans, we get things wrong from time to time. So knowing that there's a way forward, even when you understand that there's something wrong with the matching, something that we would encourage your users and even other people, anyone who may be interested in using the system. So let me just go back a bit to your stats.
Sure.
How did you get into this industry?
Great question. So I actually grew up in the field of special education. I grew up in Florida, and my mother started and ran a school for students with learning disabilities. So I spent so much of my childhood working at her school, working with children, observing children, watching them thrive. So it really was a part of my childhood growing up. With that said, though, I felt that I wanted to carve my own path and not kind of live under my mother's shadow. So after college, I actually did finance for 2 years of all things, almost the polar opposite of education. And even though I did learn some very valuable skills from that experience, I pretty quickly learned and realized that it wasn't my calling. And I recalled how fulfilling it was to work with special education students and to really see them thrive when they received the right support and the right method. So that was when I pivoted back, ended up getting my master's, as I mentioned, in special education, and later my doctorate in education. And I started tutoring kids myself with all types of special education needs. I was running all around Manhattan to different apartments, uptown, downtown, Saturday, Sunday, weekday. And then eventually I left my job in finance, started tutoring more on an ongoing basis. And then I brought on other specialists and sort of organically grew it from there.
Sounds like a long journey that you've had in this industry. I mean, as a child, I used to watch my mother do a lot of things, and I'm like, okay, she looks like a superwoman to me. And then you've watched your mother being in special education, and then you've gone into special education yourself. And you said you are the master's in special education.
Yes.
It's a lot. But from your experience, do you still get excited every day going to work?
I do. I really love what I do. I feel very grateful that I'm in a career that gives me such fulfillment, that's so rewarding. And I really love seeing these kids go from struggling immensely to thriving in school, to having stronger senses of self-confidence, self-esteem. It really gives me so much pride and so much pleasure to go to work every day.
And education and academics is vital for success, as they say. I mean, but I see a lot of other people who don't even go to school, like footballers. They make so much money, and there's so many people who are successful as chefs, writers, actors, and sports people, really, generally. They don't go to school, I mean, and sometimes they're successful. So what do you think about that? Do you still think education is still a great path towards success?
100%. And I think there's always going to be anomalies. There's always going to be exceptions to the rule. But if you think about how many people that try to be highly successful football players or actors or Broadway stars, and the percentage of them that actually make it to that top level of success, it's really a very small percentage. But when you compare that to someone who goes through high school, goes to college, maybe obtains a higher degree, the percentage chance of them really making it, doing well, making a lot of money, if that's what they're after, feeling fulfilled, is a much higher percentage chance. So if one has the opportunity to pursue higher education, I am 100% a believer that that will get them much farther in life.
So, what keeps you going as an educator, really?
I'm always learning, evolving, changing. I think in the world we live in, there's always going to be changes in development. And I think really in any career, not just education, it's important to always keep up with that, whether it's with professional development, whether it's integrating new technology, whether it's thinking about AI and the impact on the education world. So that's kind of what part of what keeps me going. I mean, I love what I do, and in some ways I'm traditional and have been using the same approach in what I do for many years. But at the same time, I constantly adapt and evolve and think about new ideas, integrate new ideas, just to continue to stay on top of the field of education.
Thank you. And with AI, I know AI is a threat. Oh, I don't know if we could say it's a threat or it's something we need to embrace, but I think we need to embrace it. How does AI impact your business and this EVL system that you said that you actually designed? Does AI have any input in it, or does it impact it in any way?
Well, that's a great question. And first off, I don't think any of us really knows the future of how AI is truly going to impact our lives. I think that's to be seen. But we try to really focus on the positive aspects of it. For example, I've been working on, actually with my daughter, on developing a software program that teaches students how to develop stronger writing skills, where they give a baseline writing assessment. AI analyzes their writing and decides which one of four levels they should start with, whether it's sentence structure, simple paragraphs, extended paragraphs, or five paragraph essays. And then the students learn how to write and develop their writing skills within each of those levels. And after each exercise, AI analyzes their writing, scores it, and gives them direct feedback. And we found that with that direct feedback and with the scoring, they're really able to analyze their own writing and progress much faster from there. So it's giving almost this objective opportunity to analyze writing compared to something that's always been subjective. We've always needed a teacher to read it, to analyze it, to score it. So that's been a way that we've been able to take a positive spin on AI. It's been really exciting, really effective, and something that we hope to continue to grow.
Oh, it sounds so interesting that you've actually.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Use AI to your own advantage to improve the skills that the students have and to even improve on the writing skills as well. But I am actually keen on knowing what your take is on the future of education itself, not just in with AI.
Well, I don't think any of us really know the real future. What I do know is that there's nothing that really replaces the value of a teacher, understanding a child, teaching to their needs, providing the right support in a diagnostic and prescriptive way, meaning being able to pivot and adjust lessons based on how kids respond. And I just think that that dynamic would be very difficult to replace with AI. With that said, I don't really know what the future will be of AI and what their new capabilities of AI will be. I truly hope that it doesn't take over a teacher's role or take over a tutor's role, because like I said, that relationship, that dynamic is so important for really the future of our children.
Oh, yes. I do believe that this pros and cons to the use of AI in education. And I think the way I see education is that education going forward is something that doesn't need to have a structure. You could learn and you don't need to be in a classroom to learn physically. There's so many universities and colleges using offline and online courses these days. So you could learn that way. You gain information, you get new skills, you get even marketing and all sorts of. There's so many ways that you could improve on that using these online resources. And you could, as an educator, I think, inculcating all of that into your business, which you have done, is something that would actually drive your achievement and improve your skills and improve even your performance as an educator. So I think, that's the way forward, really.
The field is constantly evolving. And I do think that there are so many other opportunities aside from just the classroom, but I do still think that the building those foundations within the classroom is important. But then beyond that, there's so many different avenues and different opportunities that are out there.
Yeah, of course, there's always going to be different opportunities and even different because students come from all walks of life, different backgrounds, different cultures, different abilities, different skills. And then because you are actually working with all these neurodivergent children, people with special needs, it is something to be proud of, really. It's an achievement for you. Because I really struggle sometimes when I see people trying to improve on other people's performances, but then they're not going about it the right way or applying the right systems or right, whatever it is, to make improvements. My next question is what's the impact that your EBL system, what does it bring for children and for parents as well?
Sure.
Does it help parents to manage their children?
Well, I think so many children, especially neurodiverse children, really struggle academically in school. And again, it might be one skill like reading, it could be writing, math, executive functioning skills. And so what we do is we really come up with that targeted plan to specifically address and build those core skills using the methods that are most suitable for that child. And I think it helps parents in so many ways. First off, seeing their child thrive and seeing their skills improve, it's almost no better feeling than watching that happen. We also try to involve the parents as much as possible If there's a method that we see working really well, we'll share that with the parents that they can reinforce it at home too, because the more continuity and the more reinforcement there is in between sessions, the more progress we tend to see with our students.
Thank you. Yes, I think that's really great. Well, how can parents of special needs children actually advocate for their children with your systems?
Well, in terms of advocating for their own child, I believe a parent is always going to be their child's best advocate. And what I always sort of suggest to parents is that if they notice that their child is struggling either at home when it comes to completing their homework or reading or writing, they really should bring it up to their teacher right away. Don't wait for parent-teacher conferences. Don't wait for report cards, but bring it up. Have a meeting with the child's teacher and just chat about what's going on. Share what they are noticing at home with their child's teacher. See if the teacher's noticing that at school also. And if that's the case, if the struggles continue, then a parent might want to consider an evaluation to see if maybe there is a learning disability or ADHD or autism or whatever it may be. Because if that's the case, the earlier they can identify it, the better it'll be for the child, because hopefully they'll receive the right services and the right support that's suitable to their needs in order to help them thrive in school. And the longer we wait for that to happen, the more we have to step backwards, rebuild foundations, and the harder it is. So I always say be proactive, not reactive whenever possible.
I always say that as well, be proactive. Parents are the best advocate. They're the best judge of character for their children. They know the child inside out. And children actually spend more time at home with their parents than at school. Teachers or tutors or professors only have maybe a couple of hours a day in the presence of these kids, but the children go back home. If you are actually involved with your own child's development, you would know where they are lagging behind. You will know where they're struggling. So you can actually send an email to the school, say, oh, I actually noticed my child is struggling in this. Can you actually work with him one-on-one? And that's something I recommend to parents. I say, parents, you have to be involved with your own child. My parents, I mean, that's like so many years ago, they would sit down with us and they would look at what we got as assignment and we'll work it out. But these days, so many parents don't have that one-to-one time with their kids. So that's why so many children, I think they have so many skills that they are lagging in.
Absolutely. I agree. And as you said, parents always know their child best and they know when something isn't right. They know when something seems off. And it's so important to take action when they have that feeling.
So you said you were working with your daughter on this EBL system as well. How has that journey been for you working with your daughter?
Yeah, so I have a daughter who's in high school. She's in 10th grade, and she's been a really instrumental part of helping me to develop Writing Mastery. That's the name of the writing program. And she has helped design it. She's helped test it. She's works with a lot of students using it. She gives feedback on what's working, what's not working, what do the kids like, what do they not like, what is the color scheme right? So it's been really exciting. And, you know, in a way, it's multi-generational because I worked with my mother and now she's working with me. And so it's kind of been sort of a bonding experience to share this with her. And I hope that she has an interest in pursuing education down the road because she's at it, but we'll see. That's her journey. So, but it's been really exciting and wonderful to do that with her.
That's so nice to hear. And you're hoping that she's going to be an educator down the line. We are all educators anyway, because we teach what we know, and you can only teach what you know, actually.
Very true.
So what's the best part of your experience as a teacher?
See, the best part is hearing all the success stories. When I hear about, I just spoke to a parent yesterday. We worked with her when her daughter was in sixth grade, and she's now graduating as a therapist. So she went to college and she went to graduate school. And I love hearing those stories of these kids who just struggled immensely in school. It was such a battle, such a hardship to get through school, but they did it. They got over that hump, and then they found a career that's suitable for them. them. And I always say, you know, with a lot of these kids, they're so bright and they have so many strengths. It's getting through school that's the challenge. But once they get past that, they have the potential to be incredibly successful in life. So I think that's something that brings me so much joy, is hearing these stories of kids we worked with, that we helped, that are now, they found a career and they're now successful in their own lives.
As an educator that has worked with so many children, and you've had thousands of children excel academically, because I mean, without you, they can't even excel academically, you know. So where can listeners find you? And do you have social media platforms or any other places where we can reach you?
Absolutely. So the best place really is our website, which is eblcoaching.com. E like Edward, B like boy, L like Larry. On the website, it doesn't just have information about us and our services, but it has lots of articles that I've written in different publications, tips for parents, blogs, lots of resources there for parents. We also have EBL Coaching has a Facebook page under EBL Coaching, as well as an Instagram page, and now a TikTok video, which my own kids love to comment on how to create a TikTok video. But we have a I do lots of education videos now on TikTok, which is, that's been the newest piece, but that's been fun to do these, you know, learning videos to just give parents tips on how they can help their own child. So all under EBL Coaching, but that those are great ways to reach us.
Thank you so much. So you're teaching people on TikTok on how to make TikTok videos.
So not how to make TikTok videos. I'm teaching them about educational topics. So how to help a child with reading or with study, how to set up a study space, those kinds of things. I'm still learning how to make good TikTok videos. That's my journey.
Yeah, I mean, education is so interesting. Sometimes, you know, you can't just, every day is different. Every class or grade that you teach will be full of different students from all walks of life, from all across, with different backgrounds, different cultures. So you learn every day as well from them.
Absolutely. I learn from my students all the time.
Oh, thank you. It's been so much pleasure hosting you. And this podcast will be shared on all podcast platforms. Please subscribe and share with friends and family. We are on YouTube, on TikTok as well. Talking of TikTok, it seems to be the best place to be now. And we are on Facebook, on Twitter, and everywhere, and also on all podcast platforms. Please subscribe and share with friends and family. Thank you so much for your time, and it's been an absolute pleasure hosting you.
Thank you so much for having me. I've really enjoyed this conversation.
Oh, brilliant. Thank you. Have a nice evening. Bye.
A big thank you to all our listeners who have been sending us messages through the message link. I would like to thank everyone who has listened in so far and contributed to this podcast. Thank you so much. We couldn't have done anything without you. Keep listening, keep sharing, keep downloading, and keep liking. Thank you again.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. and listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.